Hey there, my awesome listeners. Welcome back to The Stoic Way, your daily dose of wisdom and inspiration for living a more intentional, fulfilling life. I'm Madison Lane, your host and resident hype woman for all things Stoicism. You know, the philosophy that's not just about weathering storms, but actually thriving in them. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Practicing forgiveness and letting go of resentment. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of old grudges? You know that feeling when someone's wronged you, and instead of moving on, you just keep replaying the moment in your head, fuming about it. Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the long run. So how do we break free from this negativity cycle? Buckle up, because today, we're going to explore 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your peace and power. First, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning the other person's actions. It's not saying what they did was okay. Forgiveness is about choosing to release the anger and pain that's holding you hostage. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep a broken toy, right? It doesn't serve you anymore. Forgiveness allows you to let go of the broken toy of resentment and make space for something new, something better. Next, recognize that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's about setting yourself free from the weight of anger and bitterness. Holding on to those feelings only keeps you stuck in the past, preventing you from moving forward and experiencing joy in the present moment. Number 3. Practice empathy. This doesn't mean excusing bad behavior, but it does mean trying to understand where the other person was coming from. Maybe they were hurting or struggling with their own issues. Sometimes, understanding someone's motivations can help us let go of resentment and see them as human beings instead of just villains in our story. Fourth, focus on the benefits of forgiveness. Think about how much lighter you'll feel, how much more energy you'll have to invest in things that truly matter. Imagine the freedom of not being weighed down by anger anymore. Forgiveness is a powerful tool for creating positive change in your life. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time and effort, but it's so worth it. Be patient with yourself. Don't beat yourself up if you have setbacks. Just keep practicing, and gradually you'll feel the weight of resentment lift. Okay, let me share a quick example to make all this real. Imagine your friend, let's call her Sarah, borrowed your favorite sweater and returned it stained with coffee. You were super upset. You felt disrespected, like she didn't care about your belongings. You might be tempted to hold on to that anger, maybe even avoiding her for a while. But think about this. Holding on to that resentment isn't going to magically clean the sweater, right? It's just going to keep you feeling annoyed and potentially damage your friendship. Instead, why not try talking to Sarah calmly? Let her know how you felt when she returned the sweater. Maybe she didn't realize what happened, or maybe she genuinely feels bad about it. A simple conversation could clear the air and allow you both to move forward. It's a chance to practice forgiveness, protect your friendship, and avoid carrying that negative energy around. So there you have it. 5 powerful takeaways for practicing forgiveness and letting go of resentment. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about choosing freedom, peace, and growth. It's a gift you give yourself, one that allows you to step into your full power and live with more joy and intention. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with holding on to resentment? What steps have helped you let go? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. And until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.